Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the A New Day Show. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson, and it certainly feels good to be back with you. It's been like, 5 years approximately that I have been here with you, and I was on a long, overextended hiatus, but I am so glad to be back. Thanks for all of the messages on Facebook, a few emails and everything asking me to come back. So here I am. I want to say thank you. Thank you for all the love. A lot has happened since I was on hiatus. I've been through a series of illnesses, and life happened. However, I am back. I'm excited to be back, and I am looking to do amazing, amazing things with you. We are opening the phone line, and you can call 563-999-3688. 563-999-3688. And that's the number you can call to speak with me live on the air. All right? Again, that number is 563-999-3688. Phone up and call, write in, and we will be here for approximately 60 minutes. We'll be here until 8 p.m. Eastern. So I am looking forward to hearing somebody's voice reach out and to call, right? So for this conversation, we are going to be talking about being successful during pandemic, being successful during pandemic. I am sure that I don't really need to remind you, because regardless of where you are over the world, you are experiencing a pandemic, because we are going through a global pandemic. And life will no longer be the normal that we are accustomed to. For those of you on Facebook, welcome, welcome, welcome. And please click the share button to invite, invite, invite. So life will no longer be what we normally call normal. Each of us, our normal will be entirely different. Many of us have already began the pivoting process. We are pivoting to different activities, different careers, and different tasks. And I want for you to embrace that with excitement. I want for you not to look on it as if it is something that is bad and out of the ordinary. Because there are many of us Many of us, we have multiple skills, we have multiple talents, and we have been leaving them dormant, and we have been ignoring them. And this is the time. Hey, Cheryl. Hey. Hey, Lorraine. It's good to see you. We have been leaving dormant. I'm on the radio as well as Facebook, so that's why if I ignore something that you say, it's not intentional, okay? So I've been looking back and forth. But welcome, welcome. So many of us have multiple skills and talents, which we have ignored for years. This is the time when we are to begin to dig deep down inside and to begin to capitalize on that thing that we have ignored. I will use myself as an example. This year, 2020, is the first year when I don't have a long list of people who are asking me to cook for their children's graduation. Not to cater the party, but they would like for me to cook some Jamaican food. They want some curry chicken. They want some rice and peas. They want some oxtail. And they want some jerk chicken. And for years, I have been doing that. And one of my friends said to me one day, she said, "Can I make a suggestion?" I said, "By all means, Robin, go ahead." She said, "You realize how profitable it would be for you if you begin to blend those spices and write the cookbook and have people buy the cookbook and buy the spices and cook their own food." So I had not done that yet. But guess what? Now is the time during my pivoting process where I can begin to implement that thought. Because it is much easier to do that than to be running around cooking for everyone. And I can tell you one secret. People always bring the money, purchase the meat and the rice and the peas. They have not thought about all the seasoning that goes into making delicious ethnic food. So that is my experience. And I'm sure you probably have a similar story. So what's your story? I want you to begin to jot your idea down in a journal. For those of you on Facebook, see me with the little journal. Jot down what it is you're extremely good at. So instead of ripping your hair out, you can now begin to make some money from that instead of leaving money on the table. During this time, you do not necessarily need to go back and do a course into the resource that you have that is laying dormant inside of you. So ask yourself the question, what am I good at? Is there something that I am accustomed to be doing. And for every time that I do that, people are asking me to do more of that. For some people, it's baking. For the life of them, they cannot even perfect a box cake. If they buy the mix in the box and to follow that recipe, they cannot perfect it. They would make it and it would be as hard as cement. Where on the other hand, you are somebody who makes a delicious cake and you don't need any recipe. You could offer that service to somebody else. So what is it? I am sure if we take the time to begin to complete a list of all the things that we have been excited about during our entire life from we were kids growing up, we can identify something that we can start to turn into a business. Some of you, like I was talking to my son, and he's looking to start his own business, and he said, "Oh, mommy, I need to slow down because I'm scared." And I told him, I said, "Slowing down, sweetheart, is not going to take the fear away. You need to feel the fear and do it anyhow." And it's the same thing for those of you on Facebook or those of you who are listening to me here on the Blog Talk Radio. We got to feel the fear and we must do it anyhow. Because, Michael, welcome to the show. Feel the fear and do it anyhow. For those of you who would like to call into the radio, hey, Eva, you can call in the radio, and the number is 563-999. If somebody could type that in Facebook for me to call into the radio show, because I'm on the radio as well. You can call in. It's 563-999-3688. Somebody, hey, Sister Monique, if somebody could type that in Facebook for me. 563-999-6388. I would love to hear, hey, Eva, I would love to hear somebody calling on the radio. So please, 563-999-3688. Again, 563-999-3688. Yes, thank you, Eva. Thank you very much. That's the number. Please call into the show. Call into Blog Talk Radio so we can talk. I have not been here for like 5 years. I haven't been on. I did 2016. I did the last episode 541. And then I went on hiatus. And today I am back. Today I'm back. Thank you, Eva, for writing it in for me. So again, I decided I want to come on and talk about how we can be successful during this time of pandemic. So what it is you're good at? I am hosting my very first summit. I've done retreats, I've done conferences, I have done workshops, but now I am hosting my very first summit, Claiming Your Why and Soul Purpose. And for those of you who have not yet registered, you can claim your spot at the bit.ly, claim your why. bit.ly/ claim your why. And it's 21 amazing experts have come together to share their stories, their vulnerability, their authenticity. They are not holding back. They are pulling the curtain back where you can look into their life. We have one of the experts who moved from welfare to multiple six figures in her business. Hey, Carolyn Brady. Carolyn, that number there at the top, 563-999-6388 is the number you can call in on the radio show to talk with me. All right? So, what it is that you are sitting on, most of you are sitting on a gold mine. Why? Because you are, good afternoon, my sister, because you are afraid. For some of you, you are embarrassed. But now is not the time to be embarrassed or ashamed. Now is the time to capitalize on that which you have. Stop looking at what somebody else is doing and begin to look in the mirror and ask the person who's looking back at you what it is that you are exceptional at. And then you begin to do that. Hey, Natalie Scott, how are you, my sister? It's good to see you. Each and every one of us, we are good at something, and many of us are good at many things. But why? Because we look at it, and we are saying that it doesn't look like what Carolyn do. It doesn't look like what Natalie or Eva does. And because of that, we push it aside. But I'm here to encourage you that during this pandemic time, instead of you getting worried, turn off the news. Turn off the news. Turn off the news, grab your pen, grab your journal, and begin to write about yourself. Write all the things you know about yourself, and write all the things that people have told you about yourself. And then you prioritize those things and help to carve that business that you need to be doing now. You do not need office space during this time. You have a dining room table, you have a kitchen table, and even if you do not have a table, get a chair and begin to use that up. Turn off the news, grab your pen, and thank you, Carolyn. And you start to jot those things down. Let me tell you something. A lot of times when I begin to take inventory of me, I'm surprising myself. Because who knows that once you open yourself up for learning, There is so much you can learn about yourself. So much you can learn about yourself. Those of you who attended the first leg of the summit in June, you know I mentioned two very important books there. I spoke about Emotional Intelligence 2.0, and I spoke about Conversational Intelligence. Those two books will change your life, especially Conversational Intelligence will open up your dialogue and make room for you at tables that you never thought you would be. Hey, oh, Jenny, how are you, my darling? Congratulations on the new name. It's good to see you. How are the boys? I'm sure they are young men now. So, again, the number to call in is 563-999-3688. You can call in on the phone and get to speak to me live on the radio. I am on the Blog Talk Radio right now. I'm doing episode 542. 542. All right? So I'm here. I'm back. I'm not going anywhere again. Did you hear me? Hey, Debbie. It's good to see all my Connecticut peeps. I said I am back, Blog Talk, and I am not going anywhere. All right? I'm back, and I'm back to stay. So show me some love, somebody call up 563-999-3688. Let me hear from you guys. Let me hear from you. So, I know that there are many people, thanks for the love, Carolyn. I know that there are many people who are freaking out now. Trust me. I'm not freaking out. I'm busy creating. I'm busy creating. Because you know what? When I came out of the hospital, I knew that God gave me a new lease on my life. New lease on my life, specifically, new power in my word. And although for years, during the 5 years of hiatus I was on from the radio, people were calling me back, and I go on iTunes and I see how people are downloading the episodes. But however, I knew now than ever before that God wanted me back. Before I went on hiatus, I was interviewing people in Israel, New Zealand, Finland, Australia, all over the world. Different hours of the night, I was on the air, interviewing people at all different parts of the world. So I know God did not just spare my life for no reason. He wanted me to come back louder, clearer, and more positive. And that's why today I came back and I'm doing episode 542. And I'll be moving on. You will be seeing me emerge in areas that you have never seen me emerge and excel in before. So I'm going to need your support. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your contribution. I'm looking for a producer. that will be able to help me to maneuver the studios while I do what I do, because when I'm on the radio, I want to be on all of the other platforms so that I can use one stone and kill many birds. So if you have technical skills and you admire the work that I'm doing and you want to help me on this journey to serve the world, I invite you to come on to be my producer. Let's work together. It does not matter where you are. You can be in any other country. You just need to have a computer and an internet. And you're willing to jump on the air whenever I am live. And guess what? The universe will provide somebody who will provide a stipend for me to be able to pay you for your expertise and your skills. I'm not asking you to work for free. I need your skills and your expertise so we can grow together, both financially, mentally, and spiritually. All right? So if you know anybody who is good at that, talk to them, because I want to begin to interview people for that position. All right, so back to being successful during this time of pandemic. Those of you who have been through any disasters or any troubled times, you know that you came out better than you went in. Yes or no? So don't fall for the trap in the news media where you're freaking out and you're losing your mind. I want you to stand firm and believe in He who has control over our lives. Because guess what? We are in a global pandemic. Hey, Sequita, how are you, my sister? It's great to see you. But our daddy is not going through the pandemic, although I know he has something to do with it, because guess what? He's the only one that could shut down the entire world all at once. Nobody, no president, no prime minister, no king had that power. So I know daddy is getting our attention, and he has gotten it. So those of us who understand how our daddy operates, we can rest assured and continue on business, not business as usual, but we can continue on business knowing that when the dust is settled, we will be in a super, super powerful place. We will be sitting around tables that would not give us the time of day before this pandemic. But I know that our daddy is using this time to reposition us before powerful people in amazingly powerful places. And the only people that will lose out are the ones who are not paying attention. Say that again. The only ones that will lose out when the dust is settled are the ones who are not paying attention. But if you are paying attention, and if you believe that your father, brought about this to steal everything, to quiet everything, and to get our attention. And if we are able to hear him through our spiritual ears, if we are able to hear, see him through our spiritual eyes, if we are able to listen to him from our soul place, our place of authenticity, and if we adhere to those rules and those guidelines that he, we ourselves will not be able to recognize who we are. I am ready. Are you ready? If you are ready to embrace your new normal, today is the 5th day of July 2020. If you are ready to declare your new normal, I want you to make that declaration. Those of you on Facebook, I want you to type it out that you are ready to make your declaration. I am ready to make my declaration. I am ready to embrace all the new responsibilities that the universe has for me. I am willing and I am able to be placed in front of nations with different languages, where I will need interpreters to interpret my message for the people. I am not going to allow language barrier to stop me from delivering the message. I want for you to make a declare. All right, so let me, we have somebody calling in here. Let me go to the caller. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller. Your last four numbers are 2693. You're on the air. Hello, caller, you're live, you're on the air. I'm ready to make my declaration that God has something new for me. Amen, Caroline. Caller, you're on the air. Your first three numbers are 708. You're on the air, caller. Caller, you're on the air. I don't know. Hello, caller, you're on the air. I don't know. This caller seemed to not be hearing. Maybe they're just listening. I was just getting excited. Anyway, I will check in back with you a little later to see. But thank you for calling. I hope you're hearing. Again, we have 19 minutes remaining on the Blog Talk Radio show. Again, for those of you who are on Facebook, thank you so very much. Somebody calling to the show, thank you so much for calling in, although I can't hear you. I've been away so long, I have to work out all the little kinks. However, I came on because I want to encourage you. And for those of you who did not attend this summit in June, we are doing this summit again in July. You can register at bit.ly. Claim your why. Bit.ly, claim your why. You owe it to yourself. The summit is claiming your why and soul purpose. Claiming your why and soul purpose. Let me tell you. Now more than ever before, each of us need to have a full understanding and profound clarity on why we were born. None of us, we were not born for no reason. My mentor and coach, Dr. Miles Monroe, always said, the minute that sperm was fertilized in your mother's womb, it was fertilized specifically because God had a purpose, a responsibility for you. And he fertilized that sperm. Greetings, greetings. He fertilized that sperm and he said, bam, Daphne has this to do. Eva has this to do. Aida has this to do. Carolyn has this to do. So we were created for something specifically. Okay, caller, the caller has dropped off. You can call back, caller. Let me see if I can hear you this time when you call back. And you have to know, do not wait around to perfect that which you're supposed to do. Just start it. Start it. Start it and do it. Start it and do it. And if there's something you need to learn, you are going to learn it while you are in the process of doing what you are supposed to do. Too many of us, we are sitting around waiting on everything to be just perfect. Just perfect. It is not necessary. While you are waiting around to be perfect, someone who begins to suffer from procrastination paralysis. So you get nothing done. Because before you know it, 12 months slip through your fingers. And it is gone, like in Jamaica, they said, it went like butter against sun. That means it melts away. So get in action. Make the decision tonight that there's too much money on this table during this time, and I want to get my share. You're not making that statement out of arrogance or out of greed, but you're making that statement knowing the fact that you have some skills that you can bless somebody with. And while you bless them, they will be compensating you royally for what you do. Because too often, people start to think that when people bless you with their skills and talent, you're supposed to get it for free. We are supposed to compensate people and stop belittling people's service. If you can't afford it, move on until the next time. But don't try and discount them. Because when you do that, you're taking food out of their family's plate. So bless them. If you need a payment plan, ask for the payment plan. But do not belittle their service. Yes, butter against sun. It just melts away, Carolyn. Okay, so we have 30 minutes. Any questions? I'll take questions from Facebook. You can type the question there. There's nobody on the radio to type, but I'll answer the question from Facebook, and the people that are coming back to listen to the replay will be able to read or hear the question that was asked from the people on Facebook. Hello, Mr. Todd. Mr. Dodd, greetings. And I'm sure that when they hear the question over there, they'll probably be thinking, I would have asked the same question as well. So go ahead, Facebook, write your questions. Or if you want to call in, the number to call in on the radio is 563-999-3688. 563-999-3. That's where you can call on the radio and you will be able to speak with me live. All right? So again, for those who are just joining on the radio, who came and listened to the replay, yes, it's Dr. Daphne. I'm back, a.k.a. Dynamic Daphne, the queen of the empowered soul. I'm back live on Blog Talk Radio. And before I went on hiatus, I used to be on Wednesday too. So we're still going to work out on the days that I'm going to be back here live. Right? Any questions? Any questions for questions? When you identify your purpose, what steps did you take once you heard? When the question Blog Talk from Facebook. When I identified my purpose, what steps did I take? Hey, Jasmine, I started working with coaches. And I say coaches because at one time, Carolyn, I had three different coaches. I had a mind coach. I had a personal development coach. And I had a marketing coach, right? I did not hire all of them for the same period, but at one time I was working with all three of them. So I had to get my stuff sorted out because I was of the mindset that there were certain things that I couldn't do. And who dare me to be walking into that place and claiming that? I even started working with coaches. Okay. One gentleman, I remember, Carolyn, that when I just identified that I was an inspirational speaker, after attending a retreat, I was at the happy hour at a local holiday in here in Connecticut. And a prominent gentleman introduced himself to me and he asked me what I did. I said, oh, I'm a motivational speaker at those times. You know, you're a motivational speaker. You're not looking that motivation was an inside job and you are inspiring the people. And he said, oh, really? I said, yes. He said, oh, but you have a Jamaican. Isn't that going to be difficult for you? And I said to him, just watch me. A couple years down the road, of course, he and I became good friends. And I was appointed as the president for the African American Speakers Association, the Connecticut chapter, at my inaugural luncheon. I made sure he was on the top. Hey, Warren, he was on the top of my list to be invited. And when I did my speech, I mentioned that, and I looked over in his direction, and he was applauding because, you know what? He forgot that he was the person who said that to me. And over the years, he has been on my TV show. He has been on my radio show. And I think one day I'm going to ask him, how is my Jamaican accent now? Because I'm not going to water it down, but I'm unfiltered. But for as many times as I have given him an opportunity, I would love to hear what he has to say now. So the bottom line, Carolyn, you've got to do the work, and you cannot do it alone. Because you know what? When we are looking to go, it's like pulling elastic in a skirt and let it go. When you and I pull the elastic on ourselves, we come down gently. But when your coach or mentor pulls it, they let it go and it hits you and it wakes you up. So you got to do the inner work. You got to dig deep. So I hope that answers your question. You get to one phase and you realize that there's something else that you need to know. Because you start to work with people and you realize that you got to be a couple level above them so that you can lead them. You're very welcome. Because if you are the smartest one in the group that you're hanging, Carolyn, you're in the wrong group. All right? So I hope that answers your question. Oh, so we have 6 minutes on, I nearly said LinkedIn. On Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm super excited to be back, guys. Thank you for, I didn't see anybody come. One person calling, but I'm glad to be back, and I hope by next week you guys will know that I'm back on Blog Talk Radio and to come out in big colors. But I got to tell you, you all surprised me when I came back, and I look on how you guys been downloading my episodes on iTunes. Thank you. I'm so glad that you guys are finding value in all of that. And remember, I would like for you to identify what's your superpower. What do you have deep inside that's untouched that you can begin to harness during these pandemic times? Again, I want to remind you, turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. Because guess what? You're sitting in front of it and you are becoming so depressed. You can best use your time to pivot and to reinvent yourself. This is your time. This is your time, and you just need one person to know what you're doing, especially if it's a woman. I remember when I used to do Mary Kay. Mary Kay used to say, if we want news to get around, just tell a woman. If you want news to get around, just tell a woman. So whatever it is that you are doing, Find one or two women and let them in on the secret. Tell them what you are doing and let them start to tell their friends. If you are cooking, deliver the food, let them paste the check on the door. Or if you can do what they call the cash app, and you deliver the food, you don't have to go in, and you just keep doing that. Guess what? You don't even have to worry now about the public health permit, because guess what? All the offices are closed up anyway. So you go out there, get busy, do what it is that you need to do for yourself, and start to build your business. I just want to thank each and every one for coming on the Facebook Live. I want to thank those of you who are coming to listen to the replay on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad to be back, and I'm looking forward to continue serving you and to begin to bring you value. And for those of you who have not attended the summit, remember, registration are open for July. It's bit.ly/claim-your-why. bit.ly/claim-your-why. Get your ticket. Tell your friends about it. Tell your neighbors about it. Tell the person you meet. Wherever you go to the doctor's office, just tell somebody. It is free, but it is valuable. That is my way and my colleague's way of paying it forward and to give back to the society and to the different communities. Again, don't be frightened by the pandemic. Instead, capitalize on it. Dig deep and see what it is that you have that we all need. We all have something that somebody needs. Let us identify what it is that we have that somebody needs. And so we can begin to share all our resources. All of our resources. So instead of freaking out, get excited about the possibility. Get excited about the possibility. You can say to yourself, oh my heavens, I never know that this could happen. I never know I could be this excited about something. And listen, don't be surprised if somebody is laughing when you call them. Say, hey girl, I'm going to be laughing to the bank. All right? But don't get discouraged. Don't let them tell you you can't do that because, you know, you, hey, Miss Lynette, welcome, welcome, welcome. Girl, you got to catch the replay. All right, so thank you guys. We are finished on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys. Thank you guys on Facebook. And I will see you on the next broadcast. Love you guys. This is Dr. Daphne here saying so long. Bye.
Happy Sunday, happy Sunday. Today is